stressed. How often have you heard someone say that? How many times have you felt stressed yourself? No matter who you are or how you live, the pressures of everyday life can have an impact on your well-being. Stress is a fact of life. But what is stress? Is it always harmful? Or can it also lead you forward on your life journey? You could say there's good stress and bad stress. Good stress can be managed. It stimulates and helps you achieve balance in all the responsibilities of your life. We can handle good stress. Bad stress makes us feel out of control. Bad stress can harm your health and happiness. And what is stressful to you may not concern someone else because no two people respond exactly the same way to a situation. So, how do you know when stress is helpful or harmful? So, stress management, how to reduce, prevent, and cope with stress. So it says here, well, would someone like to read what's here?
Managing stress is all about taking charge.
Excellent.
Your thoughts, your emotions, your schedule, your environment, and the way you deal with problems.
Exactly. So, taking charge. There's many ways that we can take charge of our stress. Do members have suggestions or ideas about how we take charge when we're feeling stressed? Grant?
I'm Grant, and I believe that getting a good night's sleep is key in helping me to think more clearly, focus, and concentrate. And it diminishes that fuzzy, haven't slept enough feeling where some of the smallest things become overwhelming and stress me out. When I'm well rested, what can take me 15 minutes will take me an hour and a half when I'm not well rested.
Right.
And I start going backwards. So I think a good night's sleep is an important, very important factor in managing day-to-day stress.
Excellent. Thank you very much for sharing. Are there any other ideas that members have about how to cope with stress?
Exercise is a good way to relieve some of the stress you might be feeling. I know it helps me if I go for a walk or do some exercises at home and the like.
Yeah, thank you, Lena.
And also that we do some things that we know are beneficial to us, like listening to music and talking to a friend and a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So it sounds like we have an idea of positive ways to cope when we are feeling stressed. We've mentioned sleep, music, talking to someone, exercising, and you're right on the ball. These are definitely some of the positive ways that we can cope with stress. So I have some questions here, and I would like if members could read aloud the question, and we'll sort of have a bit of a group discussion about what you see, what you read. Is it okay if I give each member a question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? There's one. There's one for you. So at the beginning of each question, you should say, do you or can you? And then you'll tell me about it. So who would like to go first?
I'll go first. James here. I identify behaviors they engage in when feeling stressed.
So the question's asking, when you are feeling stressed, what do you do? It could be positive or it could be negative. When you're feeling stressed, how do you behave?
I personally fugue the event that I'm in. I give up and I go away.
Okay, you leave it alone. You're like, I'm just not going to deal with this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to that.
What I do is I go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
The question... I'm Grant again. Strategy. My question reads, identify benefits of using positive stress coping strategies. I do like to plan my work and work my plan.
Yeah.
And I realize that sometimes I'm stressed because I've planned to do X, Y, and Z during a day and I've only got X done. I have learned not to beat myself up about it and to be honest with myself and realize I've done enough and the best that I could do for the day, and there's always another day. A to-do list is never ending. Mm-hmm. And you cross one thing out, another thing pops up.
Right.
So I know myself pretty well, and when I feel myself caught in that stress, stress dome of uncomfortability, I sort of get outside of myself and I'm laughing at myself.
Right.
Saying, oh, stop it, Grant, here you go again.
Right.
And a little sense of humor helps me. Mm-hmm. Little tricks of the mind to say, okay, enough with this, do something else.
Awesome. So I do like what you shared, Grant, because you're saying even though you planned to accomplish certain tasks, that you tell yourself, well, listen, we're not going to get all of this done, and it's okay. So it's accepting what you have control over and accepting what you can't change. And our mindset and the way that we're looking at it is another way to positively or functionally, you could say, cope with stress. Awesome. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, me, I always get a band of stress right here.
Yeah.
In the plexus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I try to make it go away, but it never works.
Mm. So I've heard trouble sleeping. I can certainly relate to that one. Feeling it in your, like, actually physically in your body, in your, what was the word you used for
plexus.
This area? Plexus, I'm learning.
Solar plexus.
Yeah. Amy?
When I get super stressed out, I honestly feel dizzy. Lightheaded, anxious, moody, sweating.
Yeah, so lots of physical traits there. Are there any others that members want to add? Yeah, I think for me, I tend to just feel extremely tired, and it doesn't matter how much I slept, like I'm just carrying that exhaustion with me, and it's not real exhaustion, it's stress exhaustion.
I find that stress eats up a lot of my energy.
Mm-hmm.
It is voracious.
Mm-hmm.
And stress can cause me to be fall down tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose what I aim for, and you know, sometimes one step forward, two steps back, but I keep trying, is to avoid stress where I can.
Yeah.
Because I want to have energy.
Yeah.
And I want to be on the ball. And when I'm stressed, I can't concentrate and I get overtired. It usurps my energy.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. Are there questions remaining?
Yeah. I was taught that stress is actually fear. But I'm not sure that it's an emotion on its own.
Mm-hmm.
But that if you could imagine a whole bunch of rats trying to eat you.
No.
That's what the fear is. It's got its shape, it's got its form, and it affects the body's energy whether you believe it or not. So
yeah.
Some people feed the fear.
Right.
And you have to learn not to feed the fear.
I really liked what a member shared. A concept of not isolating, becoming some part of something greater than yourself,
mm-hmm.
like the clubhouse, and realizing through a discussion like we're having now that I'm not unique.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people who experience stress. That cuts my stress. To know that there are other people who feel the same stress triggers that I do.
Yeah.
And it's connecting with my peer members that I get fulfilled. After a good day at Up House,
yeah.
I find I'm feeling less stressed about other things.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Do we have questions remaining?
Yes.
Hi, Deke. Yes.
Identify what causes stress in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So what we know the feeling of being stressed, although we may not be sure it's an emotion on its own, but we do know the experience of being stressed, having that fear and anxiety that, like, this problem is not going to work itself out. So what are things that are happening in our daily lives that cause this experience of stress?
With me, it's... I just lost my thought.
Okay, come back. If I can share, for me, it's like feeling like there's a mountain of things to accomplish, knowing that I have the materials, the resources, the ability to do it, but I just picture it as this big, big mountain, and it takes a while for me to get going. It takes a while for me to say, well, if I start, the mountain gets a little smaller and smaller, but that, you know, the leap to get started itself is what stresses me out. So I work on it, of course. I create a schedule and I say, okay, one task a day and that's it, that's all. Like, if I do one task a day, it becomes seven tasks for the week, and then the mountain by design is going to be smaller. So yeah, bills stress me out. Being on time stresses me out. It's the pressure of meeting the expectation.
What stresses me out is when I don't get along with somebody. That's really a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean somebody that you care about, somebody close to you?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. To have a positive relationship.
I don't like discord.
Conflict.
I stress. About failure. Rather, I used to stress about failure. Never perfect, sometimes I do, but I've learned from our clubhouse community that failure is something to celebrate, not to admonish, because failure at something or failure at an attempt to do something for the clubhouse shows me that I gave it an effort.
Right.
And I find the support from my fellow members and from staff people is in accordance with the celebration of failure. Well, you got something wrong on something you wrote, for example. I don't stress about that because it's not brought to me in a negative way. It's all by suggestion. And I believe we must celebrate failure, and that is key also in helping stress. Thanks.
Amy.
I can identify a lot with what Grant said, because when I was in school and I had tests and exams, I would be mad if I didn't get like 95, 96, 97. And then, you know, at a certain point, you just gotta say, listen, I studied, I tried my best, and there's nothing more I can do. I'm human and we all make mistakes.
Yeah. I think you've both highlighted something important, accepting the situation, recognizing the courage that it takes to try something new and knowing that there's the potential of failing, but also recognizing that you can gain a lesson and that there's support. I'm going to bring it back to the attitudes. The attitudes that we have when facing stress is something that's significant to the journey. Any other questions remaining? You have one?
Yes, I have one. Oops, if I can turn it around. Okay, use functional coping strategies. How do you use functional coping strategies?
Yeah, so you already actually started to touch on this with the exercise, music, talking to a friend, sleeping well. There's definitely one that I'm thinking of that maybe Amy might be thinking of too.
Healthy eating.
Yes, that's another thing that helps. Can we think of anything else to add, Amy?
maybe, you know, if the stress is severe enough to get professional help, like going to see a psychologist or a social worker or something.
Yeah. Anything to add, or are we good on that one?
One of the things that relaxes me a lot is having a bath.
Having a bath. Nice. Do you have candles? I like candles.
Yeah. Nice. I enjoy walking down a different street. If I am stressed, I sometimes go for a walk. And rather than go down the same old street that I could go down or up all the time, I like to choose a different area or a different street. It freshens my mind.
And I think, Gary, you have one remaining.
Mine is track stressful events in their lives in a journal.
So I discovered something called a stress journal, which to point to this date, I've never used in my life. And I'm wondering if there are people who track their stress and keep note of the things that cause you stress in your life. Is that something people are doing? Yeah? You too?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. You guys are ahead of us.
Nice.
Can I ask what kind of impact that has had for you?
Well, a lot of what I learned is that my stress is irrational. Because I've learned so much about nutrition, I started going to the extreme, never having chocolate, never having this, never having that, and it was causing stress. So, you know, I started to write down, why am I stressed? Is this rational? Is having one cookie actually going to make a difference? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you slowly start to realize that your thoughts are very irrational. So you have to make a change if you're not thinking logically.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone, for sharing these questions. I do want to go through a couple slides here that will kind of put together everything that we've talked about so far. So, as we did just now, we identified some of the sources of stress in our lives, whether it's school or having a conflict in a relationship, the pressures of meeting deadlines. And there's a question here that says, do we explain stress as temporary? Like, do we recognize that stress is not going to last forever when it comes from one specific experience? What would you say about that? Amy?
I think it's a critical thing to acknowledge the fact that when you're going through a stressful period, yes, it's not going to last forever. But I also think that that's very hard to do because when you're in a period of stress, you're reacting with emotion.
Right.
And emotions are very hard to control. But it is important to acknowledge the fact that it's temporary.
I heard this cool saying, picking up on what Amy shared, in a song that was quasi-speech to a graduate class. And the quote was, worrying about something is like trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum. I love that.
Yeah. It makes a valid point. Is there someone who can read this slide for us, please?
Identify the sources of stress in your life. Do you define stress as an integral part of your work or home life? Things are always crazy around here, or as part of your personality? I have a lot of nervous energy, that's all.
Yeah. So are these statements that we can relate to? Do we feel this way? Like, I'm definitely someone who's, oh, well, I'm always disorganized, and I'm always just running a little late. Sorry, Claire?
If you feel that way, it's every so often during the day, and you have to take that as it comes, and you have to adjust.
Mm-hmm. Anything else from members?
Well, I guess it is an integral part of my work. At times I do get a little stressed out about, am I going to render this text the way I should? Yeah. Am I going to interpret the person's ideas the way they should be interpreted? So at times, sometimes, this kind of situation does stress me out somewhat. Yeah. But what I do to get over it is I just start working at it, and then that starts relieving the stress.
Right. Okay.
I remember one event that happened to me. I used to work at St. Bruno, mm-hmm. and it was the ice storm. Mm-hmm. And my house was the only house that had electricity. I don't know why, but my job was to take care of the kids. So they sent all the kids, old and young, 18-year-old and the whole bit, and I made this big pot of stew. And I remember calling my daughter from the other side. I said, I don't know if I'm going to make it home, so you better call your mother and she'll pick you up. Mm-hmm. So, talk about being stressed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting to hear, even when we are feeling overwhelmingly stressed, we find that little bit to make the phone call and say, well, you gotta figure this out. We're in a tough situation, or I gotta get moving because if I don't, this thing is going to remain here. So I like that I'm hearing that even so, we move forward because we have to. We have to. So who can read this question?
Do you blame your stress on other people or outside events, or view it as entirely normal and unexceptional?
I view stress as completely normal and natural for me. I can't change people. But if I change, I find people change around me. Mm-hmm. So do I believe that stress is on other people or outside myself? No, absolutely not. And I believe that behind stress often, and behind other emotions as well, there's another emotion. Mm-hmm. And I believe that often for me, behind stress is sadness. And it's getting in touch with why I am stressed,
right,
that I can best deal with it.
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's getting to the root of the problem. Any other thoughts on this question? No. Okay. This is basically summing up what Grant said. Until you accept responsibility for the role you play in creating or maintaining it, your stress level will remain outside of your control. So the key is accepting responsibility for the role that we play. And so this is just a tip as we go off into our daily lives again. And of course, there's still going to be daily stresses that we face, that we start a stress journal. So since I've discovered this, I've written just one thing. And of course, being a student, it's to complete my tasks and my work. I don't know where this stress journal will take me, but my thinking is that when we look back and see what the events are and we know they're going to recur, then we're a little prepared and not caught so much off guard. So I would like to encourage members to start taking note, whether it's in your phone or a little journal, something that you can refer back to. I know some of you said you're already doing that. To start taking note of the events, people, places, things that are causing stress in our lives. Any final thoughts or questions, comments? Heidi, you were going to say something?
There are two words that I used to use more. And one is always, mm-hmm. and the other one is never. Mm-hmm. And if I'm now really aware, mm-hmm. of the way I speak to myself.
Yes. So, for example, you could mean something like, oh, I never get this right, or I always mess that up. You're right. They're kind of condemning words when we use them when we're talking about ourselves. Well, I thank you for all of your feedback and everything you've shared. I am going to now create some strategies, and we'll work on some strategies together that can help us to cope with the stresses that we face, and recognizing what's in our control and what's not, and what we can do with this information. So, of course, I invite you all back next Thursday.
Thank you.
Thank you, members.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Amy, and you're listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org. Stay tuned for some really great times.